Here with the newspapers this morning is Fiona Kelly.
Worst day ever for deaths. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mirror, which runs alongside the figure 17, the number of people who died of COVID-19 in Ireland yesterday. Public health officials are to ramp up efforts to tackle coronavirus outbreaks in nursing homes and hospitals in response to a large increase of clusters of the disease in residential settings. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent leads with the line that some junior doctors in St James's Hospital in Dublin are working 24-hour shifts as hospitals come under increasing pressure as a result of the number of staff who have contracted the infection. Houlihan hits out at hurtful fake news about nurse deaths. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which reports on comments made by Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan yesterday, who said that no nurses have died as a result of contracting the virus, despite rumours being circulated on social media. 50,000 could be infected. That's the lead headline in today's Belfast Telegraph, which reports that the number of COVID-19 deaths reached 28 in Northern Ireland yesterday. The paper also runs with a particularly eerie front page picture of multiple graves which have been dug at Six Mile Cemetery in Antrim Town. A council spokesman was quoted saying that they have taken the measure in case staff working at the cemetery become ill over the coming weeks. If an off-licence is essential, so is a church. That comment, which was made yesterday by the Bishop of Derry, Donal McKeown, generates the lead headline in today's Irish News. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports on how funeral directors are dealing with having to tell bereaved families that only 10 mourners can attend the funerals of their loved ones. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports that Cork City Council is this week paying its 31 councillors a three-month allowance in advance, amounting to a total of almost €40,000. Cork Mayor Councillor John Sheehan tells today's paper that the decision was taken to free the council's administrative staff from their workload during the COVID-19 crisis, since many of them are working from home. Back on the front of the Times, it's reported there that critically ill Irish patients in COVID-19 intensive care units are to take part in a global clinical trial evaluating potential treatments for the virus. The Independent runs with a front page story about the McGrady family from Swords, County Dublin, who lost their father, John, at the age of 82 on Sunday to COVID-19. Their 79-year-old mother, Nell, who was at their father's bedside in the nursing home when he died, has also contracted the virus. And over in the front of the Examiner, there's an interview there with the parents of a 2-year-old child who contracted COVID-19. Bereaved father Andrew McGinley, whose 3 young children were found dead in his home in Newcastle, County Dublin on the 24th of January, also features in a story on the front of today's Examiner and inside today's Star. His wife, Deirdre Morley, has been charged with the children's murder, but has been too unwell to attend court. We're told that after Andrew tweeted a request for people to write to him as he self-isolates at home, he received more than 1,000 letters from well-wishers. A number of today's papers report that the GoFundMe page Feed the Heroes for frontline healthcare workers has received more than €550,000 in donations. And finally, the Examiner has a nice story today about Cork postman Kevin Ruby, who has been cheering everyone up on his postal round in Mallow by wearing a costume which makes it look as if he's been carried around by his own personal assistant, Teddine the Teddy Bear. Kevin tells Owen English, "It's nice to see smiles and laughs coming out of the windows and doors in the tough times we're in."